Page Mem Tet, Amud Bet, the new Mishnah. Keitzad mezamnin, mezamnin. What's the rules of Birkat HaZimun, benching? Bishlosha, when there are three that eats together, Omer Nevarech. The person that is making the zimun, he should say nevarech. Nevarech means we gonna bless, because all of those three people are obligated to birkat hazimun. Like we learned that from three and on, we have that obligation of making zimun. So this is why page mem tet amud bet. Six lines from the top of the wide lines, seven lines. Bishlosha omer nevarech, so he should say nevarech, we gonna bless, because all of them are obligated. Bishlosha vahu, but when it's three and him, means four, omer barechu, he should say, the one that is making the zimun, barechu, mean you should bless, means that he is, this is that opinion, that assumption of the Mishnah, that actually even without him, they could make zimun. This is why he's telling them, Barichu, you don't need me for the zimun. He's helping them, he's guiding them how to make a zimun, but actually he is an outsider. He's not in that obligation. They can have it even without him. Be'asara, if they're ten, Omer nevarech Eloheinu, he should say, let's all of us bless our God. Be'asara vehu, but if it's ten and him, means they're 11, Omer barechu, he should say, barechu Elokeinu, you should bless our God, because you can bless him even without me.
What about if you're finished and there's three people, but they're not finished and they're not going to be finished that time, so they're not three?
And you want to make zimun with them, so you allow. And it's written in the halacha that two are not obligated to stop their meal for one, but one have to stop for two. Means if two want to finish the seuda, so the third one have to stop from eating and to answer to their zimun. But usually even two gonna stop for one. They're not obligated to do that, but if they want to make zimun and not to make him sorry, so they're going to stop for 1 minute, that he's going to make the zimun. And after he's going to finish the first bracha until the words hazan et hakol, they're going to answer amen. And now they can continue to eat, no problems. And after it, they're going to say a regular birkat hamazon, and they fulfill their obligation of zimun with him, even though that they continue eating. Wonderful. So if it's 11 and he, if it's 10 and him, means 11, so they can say the zimun with the name of Hashem Yitbarach, with mentioning Baruch Elokeinu, with calling Hashem Yitbarach's name, even without him. This is why he's going to tell them, Barechu, you're going to bless. 11 ve'11 ribo, 11 and 11 times 10,000. Means, you're the genius ones, I'm not. I have 9.5 years in school.
Ten.
11 times 10,000. No, come on. So?
A million?
11 times
10,000.
Boy, Sai, you are very weak.
100 and 11.
For me, no one is expecting to know those questions, but from you, you're masculine. You were in school. I wasn't there.
School was not yeshiva. We were sleeping. 110,000.
So, lemaise, 11 people and 110,000 people, it's the same bracha. The Mishnah is saying. Soon we're going to see all of those discussions, the arguments, and all of those words of the Mishnah, but this is the chat, the opinion of the Mishnah. Be'mea vehu, in 100 and him, Omer, he should say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu, we're going to bless our God, Hashem, our God, Bemea Vehu, I'm sorry, Bemea, in 100, he should say, Nevarech El Hashem Elokeinu. We're adding another. Instead of saying Nevarech Elokeinu, he is adding Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. This is what that happens in 100. We're gonna bless Hashem Elokeinu. Bemea vehu, when it's 100, and him means 101. Omer Barechu, he should say Barechu et Hashem Elokeinu vechule. You're gonna bless. Be'elef, in 1,000, hu omer, he should say, Nevarech la Hashem Elokeinu, we're gonna bless to Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Israel, God of Am Israel, be'elef vehu, in 1,000, and him, we're gonna say, Barechu, you're gonna bless. And the same words, le Hashem Elokei Israel. Beribo, in 10,000, Omer Nevarech, he should say, we're gonna bless, Le Hashem Elokeinu, to Hashem, our God, Elohe Israel, the God of Am Israel, Elohe Tzevaot, God of all angels, armies of angels, troops of angels, Yoshev HaKeruvim, the one that rides on top of all angels. Yoshev HaKeruvim, that is on top of angels. Al HaMazon She'achalnu, on the food that we ate. Beribo Vehu, if it's 10,001, Omer Barechu. He's going to say the same nusach, the same words. Hashem, Le Hashem, Elokei Israel, Elokei Tzevakot, Yoshev HaKeruvim, but he's going to say, Barechu, you're going to do that. Because actually they can do it without him. Also, Keinyan Shehu Mevarech, as he bless, in the way that he is making that bracha, Kach Onim Acharav, exactly the same, they're going to answer to him, me after him, they're going to answer him. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Israel, Elokei Tzevaot, Yoshev HaKeruvim, Al HaMazon She'achalnu. They just answer to him exactly like that he blessed. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is saying, Lefi Rov HaKahal Hem Mevarchim. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is just supporting the Shita that we just saw. He's not arguing. He's saying it depends in the amount of the crowd of people. And according to that, they're going to bless. Mean that it's changing, the blessing is changing with the growth of the numbers of the people. Amount of number of people. Quantity of people. Great. Sheneemar, that it says, that it's been said, he's bringing a proof from the verse. Bemakhelot, in groups, Barechu Elohim Hashem Mimkor Israel. You're gonna bless Hashem Mimkor Israel in groups. So what it means in groups? That there is different between the groups. If you would say bless Hashem Elokei Israel, so great. Wherever we're gonna be, we're gonna bless him the same. But if he said Bemakhelot in groups, it means that there is a difference between each group and group. So it means in the amount of the people in every group. What? Hashem, Mimkor Israel, from the source of Israel. What it means, Lemaise, Mimkor Israel, from the source of Israel. Interesting.
Hashem is the Makor of Israel.
Hashem is Makor Israel, but okay, the Gemara gonna explain that in the future.
No, I think
why it's okay. But still, it's written that we should say, the verse is saying, Bemakelot, in those groups, Baruchu Elokim Hashem, you should bless Elokim Hashem, Mimikor Israel, from the source of Israel. So what it means, we don't understand so much. We know that Hashem, He is the source of Am Israel, maybe it's that, but it's written, Mimikor Israel, from the source of Am Israel. So, maybe it's coming to teach us that He is the one that let us pray to Him, like we sang Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, Hashem opened my mouth. Maybe, but the Gemara going to explain it in the future.
Mishnah,
it's not allowed to learn halakha from the Mishnah. No doubt. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ma matzinu bevet haKnesset? What we found means he's coming to teach us a certain rule. We saw in Beit HaKnesset, Echad Merubim ve'echad Muatim, that it's the same if there are 10 people, small amount of people, or if there are a lot of people. Echad Merubim ve'echad Muatim. If there are 2,000 people in the Beit Knesset, if there are only 10 people in the Beit Knesset, Omer Baruchu et Hashem. He's just saying Baruchu et Hashem. There's no different in Uman, 5,000 people. We said Min Aliyat HaTorah Baruchu et Hashem Amvorach, and there's no different if there is only a minion or 10,000 or million. So Rabbi Akiva is trying to say that also in Birkat HaMazon there will be no change. So Rabbi Akiva disagree on Tana Kama and with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, and Rabbi Ishmael is arguing a little bit, he's adding a small one word to what to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and he's saying, Omer, Baruchu et Hashem Amvorach. You should say, Baruch Hashem, Baruchu et Hashem Amvorach, like we're saying today in Bet Knesset. Saying, Baruchu et Hashem Amvorach. Rabbi Akiva just said, Baruchu et Hashem. Rabbi Ishmael is saying, Baruchu et Hashem Amvorach. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi on the Mishnah and Ezrat Hashem going to learn a little bit of Gemara also. Rashi in the Matnitin. Bishlosha behu omer barechu. When there are three and him, he is saying barechu. If it's three and him, means four. So he's saying to them, you should bless. Means that they can bless, they're obligated to mitzvah tazimun even without him. Dehabe lav dide, because even without him, ika zimun, there is zimun. Vechen kulam, and also like that, it's gonna be in the rest of the examples. Echad esre ve'echad esre ribo, 11 and 11 times 10,000 means 100,010. There is argument on that.
110,000.
Yes. Yes. Klomar, it means Hakol shave, it's all equal, the same. Mishereuyim lazkir et Hashem, from the moment that they are worthy enough to mention the name of Hashem Yitbarach, to say the name of Hashem, ein tzrichin leshanot, they don't need to change. Ubagmara, Parich and the Gemara gonna have an argument on that. Why the Gemara gonna have an argument on that? Haktani Seifa b'mea v'hu omer, because in the end of the same Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying, in 100 and him, he should say this. In 1,000 and him, he should say that. So it is changing. So the Mishnah itself, and it's the same Tana Kama, so it looks like it, that it's the same opinion. So that opinion contradicts itself. In the beginning, the Mishnah is saying, after 11 people, that even 11 people and 100,000 and 10,000, 110,000 people are the same. And in this next line, that it's not a different Tana, it's not a different opinion, it's the same one. We're not mentioning no name of another wise person, a tzaddik, righteous man's opinion. So, they're arguing with that and saying that in 100 you have a different halakha and in 1000 you have a different halakha. So what is the meaning of that part? The Gemara is going to answer that.
Ask why.
The Gemara will.
Times?
The Gemara will ask what's the meaning of that line in the middle of the Mishnah, because that line contradicts the future of that Mishnah.
Why 11 times 10,000? Where does that come
from? No, it's coming from exaggerating. It's allowed to do. They're saying whatever. 11 and 11 times 10,000. It's the same. It's just a way of speaking, way of putting things. It means also million, it means also 55,000, it means also 500. It means huge amounts of people, it's all the same, no different. Okay. לפי רוב הקהל הם מברכים. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yose Haglili. According to the amount of people, they gonna bless. If it's growing, so they're gonna change the way of making the zimun. כמו שאמר, like that he said, שיש חילוק בין 100 ל-10, that there is a difference between 100 to 10, ובין 100 ל-1,000, and between 100 to 1,000. And also, ובין 1,000 לריבו, between 1,000 to 10,000. ריבו, it's an ancient word. People are not using ריבו today to say 1,000, to say 10,000. So, for the ones that want to learn Hebrew, we're not using the word ריבו. In the Torah, it's written ריבו. In the Mishnah Gemara, it's written ריבו, to say 10,000. But actually, we're saying 10,000. 10,000, 10,000. This is what we're saying usually in Hebrew.
Ribo, it's revava.
Ribo, it's revava. It's the same. It's 10,000. Ata, baradio. No, really, we're not using it.
No, אנשים ברך הזה.
אומרים רבבה.
כן.
אומרים רבבה.
בטח. לא אומרים ריבו.
רבבות, אנשים.
לא אומרים שבלוויה היו עשרות ריבו. הרבבות.
איך אומרים? It's a high, מילה, כאילו זה גבוה. No, זה כאילו זה מי, זה כאילו... It's a high word to use. It's like a sifruti. It's
what
the bavas for the end. Someone wants to go to pay rent 10,000 shekels. He's gonna say, here you have revava. He will never gonna say here revava revava shkalim.
No, I think they're saying it about people. Al anashim umrim, they're not about money.
Revavot. If shall I read revavot, it's only on people.
Umrim al anashim, saying on people.
Okay. So maybe to mention the word revava is when we're talking about tens thousands of people. Maybe on people you can still say revavot, revavot anashim, thousands and thousands.
Like for a funeral or like a siman for a daf yomi.
Exactly, something like that. In huge classes. The soon we're gonna have here.
Revavot
alefer bnei Israel. Yes, wonderful. Like I told you, that the son of Rabbi Avraham Shemesh, that he was a hidden tzaddik, righteous man, and his son came to him and told him that he wants to open a shiur Gemara class, but he doesn't have students, so he doesn't know what to do. So he told him, you should buy Gemarot, and don't worry, people are going to come. If you're going to buy Gemarot, they're going to come. So we just need to buy more books. People are going to come. Wonderful. Like that he said, that there is a difference between 100 ל-10, between 100 ל-1,000, between 100 to 1,000, between 1,000 ל-ribo, between 1,000 to 10,000. והד הקטני, and that opinion that said 1,10 ו-1,10 ribo, 11 and 11 times 10,000, Rabbi Akiva, he, Rashi is telling us that opinion is Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. That line that we couldn't understand before, it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Damar, because he said, "Ma matzinu bebet haKnesset? What we saw in Beit Knesset? Mishigiu la'asara, that from the moment that they reached 10, en chiluk ben rabim ben muatin. There's no difference between a small amount of people to plenty of people. 10,000 people, it's the same halacha. They're all gonna say." ברכו את השם המבורך. אף כאן, so also here, אין חילוק, there is no different. הכי מוקילה בגמרא. This is how they gonna explain it in the Gemara. In the future we're gonna see it in the Gemara, been established like that. Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Two lines before the end of the page. אמר שמואל, שמואל said, לעולם, never means always, but never, אל יוציא אדם את עצמו מן הכלל. A person is not allowed to take himself out from the group. Means on what that we learned now in the Mishnah. Means if you were three and you would say, רבותיי נברך, we're gonna bless. So when you're gonna be four, don't say ברכו, you should bless. Say רבותיי נברך. Even though that they can do it without you, like the Mishnah said, still the opinion of Shmuel is to say, don't be exceptional. Don't take yourself out from the klal, from the people. Knan, we learned, בשלושה והוא, and in three and him. I'm sorry. Hello. Slicha. Slicha. Bye. Just to surrender. This is it. Just to surrender. Baruch Hashem. Knan, we learned in the Mishnah. Bishlosha vehu, in three and him, Omer Barechu. You should say, Barechu, you're gonna bless. So it's an argument. The opinion of Shmuel that said, don't be exceptional. And the opinion that we saw in the Mishnah that said, say Barechu when you fall, you're gonna bless. It's an argument. So the Gemara now gonna give an answer to that. Eima, you can say, Af Barechu. Also Barechu. Means in the Mishnah that said that you can say that you should say Barechu et Hashem Amborach. If you're four, you should tell them you're gonna bless Hashem, you're gonna bless. So you can say that the Mishnah said you can also say you're gonna bless. But it's not the only option. Means you can say like Shmuel, Nevarech, we're gonna bless, and you also can say Barechu. This is the opinion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not arguing in 100% on the opinion of Shmuel to say that if you said Nevarech, let's gonna bless, you made something wrong. Just if you said Barechu, you're gonna bless, it's also okay. They agree with Shmuel, but they're saying it's not the only option. Also, if you're gonna say Barechu, it's also good. It's also tofes. ומכל מקום, but anyway, נברך עדיף. We're gonna bless, it's better. This is the opinion of the Gemara. Means the opinion of Shmuel. דאמר רב עדה בר אהבה, because we heard that רב עדה, the son of אהבה, said, אמרי ברב, that we heard in the Beis Midrash of רב, when it's written, be, means in the Beit Midrash. It's from Rav, but means from the Beis Midrash of Rav. That over there they said, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. That Mishnah, we're gonna meet it in almost the end of that page. Few lines before the end of the page. Matnitin over there. We're gonna meet it soon. So Tanina, in that Mishnah, Vav, Vav, the numeral value of the letter Vav is 6. So, 6 nechlakin can divide themselves ad yud, until yud. The numeral value of yud is 10. Means that if there's a group of 6 people, or 7, or 8, or 9, or 10, from 6 till 10, they can divide themselves. But not 10, I'm sorry, not 10, until 10. Means 6 till 9. They can divide themselves. What it means? They have the obligation to make a zimun, but it's still the zimun without mentioning the name of Hashem. They even in 9 and also in 6 gonna say nevarech ברוך שאכלנו משלו. נברך שאכלנו משלו. ברוך שאכלנו משלו. They're not going to mention the name of Hashem. So there is no different between three people that are going to say the Zimun in the words than to nine people that are going to say the Zimun together. So if they have a certain need, that they sat really nine people to eat together, but now three of them have to go, four of them have to go, five of them have to go, they allow to divide themselves for two groups, and they haven't lost nothing, because they still gonna say the Zimun. They're not ruined to their friends. No one gonna lose the Birkat HaZimun because of that dividing. Yes? They can divide to three groups of three if they're nine. No problem. They haven't lost nothing by doing that. Because they all said, Baruch she'achalnu mishelo. This is it. There's no difference if they're doing it together or if they're dividing themselves. So, even from six till nine, till ten means until nine, it's allowed to divide. I amarta. Because that you said, Bishlama, if you said that it's better, Bishlama is coming from the word Shalom, from the word peace. If you said that the right way, that the peaceful way is to say, Nevarech, we gonna bless. Remember that we had that argument before between Shmuel to the Mishnah. Shmuel said, don't take yourself outside from the group. Means that in every situation, you should say, Nevarech, we gonna bless. So, if you said by that shita of Shmuel, that it's better to say, Nevarech adif, Mishum hachi, so because of that, Nechlakim, it's allowed to divide. Because there is no difference between if you said it in four, if you said it in three, if you said it in five, six, or nine, it's all the same. Because you said that always we're going to say, we will bless, Nevarech, there is no difference. Ela, I amart, but if you said, Barechu adif, you're going to bless, it's better. So by dividing six to two, you lost that. If it's better to say, you're going to bless, means that you take yourself out from the group and it's better. Because if they're going to say the bracha now of Barechu, like that you told them, you're going to bless it, there is quality to that, there is something more important, better than in that. So by dividing six to two groups of three, you lost it. Because now in two groups of three, they have to say Nevarech. And you lost Barechu, you're going to bless. Because in three, you cannot tell them, you're going to bless. Because they have to have you with them to say the Zimun. Amai nechlakin. So by that shita, why are they going to divide? Why are they going to divide themselves? Ela lav shmamina. So from here, we cannot learn that shita. We disagree with the shita of the Mishnah. We rejected the shita of the Mishnah that said, Nevarech is more important. It's better to say, I'm sorry, Barechu is more important. You're going to bless is more important. Shma Mina, you're going to learn from it. Nevarech adif Shma Mina. We're going to bless is better to say, we learned it from that. So for sure, we should always say, Nevarech. Rabotai Nevarech, like that we're saying today in Birkat HaZimun. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned also that Ben She'amar Barechu, even if the person said Barechu, you're gonna bless. Ben She'amar Nevarech, also if he said, let's bless all of us together. En tofsin oto al kach, you don't catch him on that. You don't rebuke him. Don't, how do you say, Goarim, Ligor. Rebuke him on that. Criticize him on that. Even if he said Barichu, don't criticize him on that. Vehanakdanin, and the precise people, the ones that are medakdekim on every detail and detail, mamash precise, tofsin oto al kach. They are catching him on that. Means that they are going by the shita of Shmuel. That Shmuel said, don't take yourself out from the group. So if he said, Barechu, they're going to catch him on that. Why you took yourself out? Mm-hmm. All right? So they're going by the shita of Shmuel. Umi birkotav shel adam, and from the blessings of the person, nikar im talmid chacham hu, you can see if he is a talmid chacham, im lav, if not. Ketzad, how you going to tell? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is saying, Omer uvtuvo, if the person said, uvtuvo hagadol, uvtuvo, in his goodness, because of his goodness, in his goodness, harei ze talmid chacham, this is a talmid chacham, umituvo, and from his kindness, from his goodness, harei ze bu, that person is ignorant. Why? Because if a person is saying mituvo, from his goodness, means that he's going to give us a little bit. He's giving us crumbs that we're going to leave. But if you're saying uvtuvo, from his goodness, so means that you have everything, that he's sharing with you whatever he's got. Everything. Uvtuvo. All of the good is open in front of you.
All the different, it's the bet of Omer.
Umituvo, from his good, means that he's going to give you from what that he's got. How much that he's going to choose. But if betuvo, means that everything is open.
It's only about one letter.
One letter, yes. Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi. Abaye said to Rav Dimi, v'haktiv, but it's written, umi birkatcha yevorach, and from your blessing, yevorach bet avdecha leolam, means that David HaMelech asked, from Hashem Yitbarach, that gonna bless him from his blessing, means a small amount. So what's how you can say that it's ignorance to do that? David HaMelech was asking mi birkatcha, from your blessing, means a small amount. B'sheela shani, in a request it's different. Means that when you're coming to ask for something, it's better to ask small amount than to ask, give me this, give me that, and to ask for, no, just give me enough that I'm going to live, that I'm going to have enough to satisfy myself for my needs. But, the Gemara have another question on that. B'sheela nami, haktiv, but also in requests, it's written, harchev picha v'amal'ehu, that Hashem is saying to the person, wider your mouth, open your mouth, wide as you can. And I'm going to feel it. So, how can it be that you said that it's better to ask for small amounts? Hashem himself is saying to us to open our mouth in the widest way. Ha'hu bedivrei Torah k'tiv. That verse is talking about divrei Torah, words of Torah. Means when you're praying on spirituality, you're allowed to pray on the biggest things of them all, and you're obligated to do that. Hashem is demanding you to do that. But when you're talking on physical things, on this world, you have to be modest. You have to ask for your needs. But if you know that for your spiritual effort, you have to have room with seven bedrooms, a house with seven bedrooms, you have to ask for that. Because you know that your spiritual life depends on that. So it's not a physical request. If you know that your wife cannot live in Betzar, stress, that you yourself cannot live in stress, really, it's going to damage your spiritual life. You are davening a spiritual prayer on that house. It's not a house, it's your life. It's your life that you're davening on.
And on spiritual request, no limits? You can ask to be Moshe Rabbeinu?
You can ask to be bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. No doubt. Elisha asked Eliyahu Hanavi to be bigger than him twice as many. Hayena pishnaim beruchacha elai. I want to have a spirit like yours twice. And he got it.
Elisha
got it. The Gemara is saying, we found Elisha, that he was praying twice as in Kavana, and in meaning, intention, than Eliyahu, and bringing twice as many miracles than his rabbi Eliyahu.
So it can be on table that we're asking...
Of course. This is an obligation. Nehar Belae, the people from the city Nehar Bela, matni ipcha. They're learning it in the opposite way. They're saying that... No, I'm sorry, I jumped. Baruch Hashem. Ha'ubi divrei Torah k'tiv. Wonderful. I'm sorry, I have a very important meeting at something that's connected to Torah of Shalom, and I set it to 11. So we're going to stop here, but we're going to learn the Rashi.
Rashi on the
Gemara. Rashi on the Gemara, in page Memtetam with that. Al yotzi et atzmo, that the person is not allowed to take himself out from the public. Al yotzi atzmo. Af al pi, even though shebarba'a, that in four, hu rashai lomar, he allowed to say to three, barichu, you're going to bless. Tov lo sheomar nevarech. It's better to say, let's bless. To put himself in the klal. Ve'al yotzi atzmo miklal ha'mevarchim. And he will not gonna take himself out from the group of blessings, blessers. Yes, it exists. Benchers. Knan b'shlosha ve'u omer barichu. Three and him, you should say barichu. Alma, from here you can see. Hachi adif, that it's better. Klomar, it means, rabim atem, you are a lot. Even when I'm not with you. This is that opinion. I mean, he's praising the group also. There is a certain quality by that. He's saying, Baruchu, you're going to bless. It's kindness that from by the one that telling them, by the one that makes the zimun, is honoring them to bless. So there is a certain quality in that also. He lets them do something. It's great. Af Baruchu, it's a Mishnah. To accept it. Af barechu, but it's hard. So we said af barechu. Also that option exists, but it's not the one and only. Shapir dami, it fits to say barechu, you're gonna bless. Umiu tovlo, but anyhow, it's better for him. Liot bichlalam varchim, to be part of the one that blesses. Tanina, we were learning in Ebraita. Siata l'Shmuel. It's supporting the Shita of Shmuel. Shisha nechlakin. Six gonna divide themselves. Im ratzu lechalek. If they would want to divide l'shte chavurot, to two groups. Ulezamen elu le'atzman ve'elu le'atzman. And to make zimun, those to themselves and those to themselves. Rasha'in, they allow. Rasha'in hen, they allow. Sheharei, yesh zimun kan v'chan. Because that group gonna bench and that group gonna bench also. Ad asara, until 10. Klomar means v'chen zayin v'chen chet. Also 7 and also 8. L'shte chavurot, to two groups. V'chen tet and also 9. L'shte chavurot, to two groups. Or l'shlosha, or to 3. Ad asara, until 10. Aval im ayu asara, but if they were 10, Chala lehen azkarat Hashem. They have the new obligation of mentioning the name of Hashem. Ve'im yichalku, and if they're going to divide themselves, lo yesham azkara, they will not going to mention the name of Hashem. They're not going to be allowed to do that. This is why, en nechlakim, they're not going to divide, ad sheyu sham esrim, until they're going to be 20. And then 20 can divide themselves to two groups of 10. Only to two groups of 10, and not 15 and 5. Just 10 and 10. Hachi garsina, this is how we should learn that part of the Gemara. Ve'i amart barichu adif, and if you want to say, you're going to bless, it's better. Amai shisha nechlakin. Why six going to divide themselves? They're not going to be able to say, you're going to bless. They're going to have to say, let's bless, so you lost. Im yirtzu, if they will want, Hameikara, so from that you learn that ideally, Yecholin lomar barichu. You could have said barichu, you're going to bless. Behashta tu lo amri. But here, they're not able to do that anymore. So because of that, we saw that actually that opinion been rejected. Ela lav shma mina. So from here you learn differently. Don't hear that anymore. Af barichu, you can say also barichu, but it's not the main one that you're going to bless. The main one is we're going to bless. Kamar matnitin. This was the meaning of the Mishnah. Vekevan de matni af barichu, and because that now we're actually fixing the Mishnah to say also barichu, you can say you're gonna bless ke'amar mistabra, that he said. So from that we understand he mistabra he, it's better to understand, we can now understand that it's better shetov lo la'adam, that the person gonna be liyot min ha-mevarchim, from the one that blessings v'si'ata de Shmuel, and it's supporting the shita of Shmuel like we said before. V'girsa hachi ita shisha ad asara, and the way of learning it is to say if there is 6 until 10, ve'i amart barichu davka, and if you would want to say barichu, especially that this is the right way to say barichu, you're gonna bless. Amai shisha nechlakim, why 6 gonna divide themselves? El alav shma mina, so don't take that opinion from now on. Af barichu shma mina, just you can say that, also you can say barichu, but it's not the way, the main shita that we should go according to that. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learned a Mishnah, the Matnitin, the of Mishnah, Af Barichu Ke'amar, that you can also say Barichu, you're gonna bless if you want. Va'anakdanin, Davkanin, people that are doing in purpose, they're looking for mistakes. Davkanin, the Davka, in purpose, they're checking. Yeah, no, you were wrong, this, no, they're Medakdek. Tofsinoto, they're gonna catch him. Shotzi atzmo min haklal, that he took himself out from the group. Umituvo, we're going to learn all of that Bezat Hashem again tomorrow. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.
No, I'm sorry, not tomorrow, Sunday. But I want to